Our scripture this morning comes from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. As a few of you know, because I see you there a lot, I spend a lot of time at the Strongsville Rec Center working out. Going to work out regularly is something that I enjoy, and it's important to me. In fact, somebody recently was asking me about some of the first things I did when I found out I was going to move to Strongsville. And I admitted that the first things I Googled after Googling the church and the location of my house was that I Googled the location of the gym and the location of the library. So imagine my excitement about Strongsville when I found out that the library and the gym are like right next to each other, and they're both also really close to my house. So in general, I'm a big fan of the rec center, and I have been pleased with my time there, except for one thing. The main cardio workout area of the Strongsville Rec Center is on the second floor, and all the machines are very nicely arranged in this room. I have no problems with that. But then there's like this weird hallway off of the cardio area of the rec center. It goes back to like a conference room and like a yoga Pilates studio. And in this hallway, there are a few weight machines and there are some mats you can get out if you want to use like stretching or do like floor exercises. And then every day at some point in this hallway, they set up one of those movable barriers that you set up to like show people where to line up. They set one of those up and there's a sign on it that says, no exercising beyond this point. Now, sometimes this sign is like at the beginning of the hallway, like before the actual exercise machines. And sometimes it's about halfway back. Sometimes it's all the way back by the coat rack. Sometimes it's not even set up at all. This drives me crazy. Because why does it matter where I work out in this hallway? And why is the rule constantly changing? So you know what I do? I just ignore it. If I want to work out past where it says no exercising beyond this point, I just do it. And this is unusual for me, because you should know that in any other way, I am like a big stickler for gym rules. Like, I won't go over, like, time limits on machines, and I, like, wipe off my machines after every use, and I don't slam my weights, because if you're slamming your weights, it just means you're not strong enough to lift that. It's not cool. But that rule just seems silly to me, so I just ignore it. So this morning, we're starting a series on rules and boundaries. And I think a big problem we have with boundaries in our lives and in our relationships is that just like the hallway boundary at the gym, we don't understand the role of boundaries in our lives. So we start to see them as unnecessary. And then instead of taking the time to develop good and healthy boundaries, we just ignore our need for them altogether. So for the next several weeks, both on Sunday morning and in several small groups, we're going to be talking about boundaries. We're going to talk about what boundaries are, what are some of the common boundary problems in our lives, where we experience conflicts with boundaries and what to do about them, and what it looks like to develop healthy boundaries in our lives. So this morning, as we start off, we're going to focus on defining boundaries and discussing what things in our lives fall within our own boundaries. But first, let's look at the biblical basis for boundaries. Because this whole boundary thing is not just some, like, let's be better people thing. It's actually deeply rooted in Scripture and in our faith. So we read this morning from the book of Galatians. And the scripture, it talks about how we're supposed to live together as Christians. In some ways, it has what might seem like a contradiction. Because first in the scripture, we're told that we're to bear one another's burdens. But then, just a few verses later, we're told that we are to carry our own loads. So what does that mean? Well, it means first that we are responsible for ourselves. When the scripture talks about us carrying our own load, the word used there for load, it's the word that kind of means like carrying a normal day's worth of stuff, like a backpack or a purse, something you would expect to be able to carry on your own. So in other words, we are responsible for doing what has been trusted to us. Like in my own family growing up, once you got to a certain age, everyone was expected to carry their own jacket on an outing. You were never allowed to give your jacket to someone else to be carried, because it's not really overbearing to have to carry a jacket with you. So part of boundaries is taking responsibility for ourselves and what is expected of us. And part of being a person of faith is taking responsibility for what God has called us to do. We can't depend on other people to do what God has called us to do. We can't depend on other people to grow in faith for us. Instead, we need to claim that and live that out on our own. We are responsible for ourselves. Now, at the same time, we're called to carry one another's burdens. Now, the word used for burden is completely different than the word that's used for load. Burden here means like an excessively heavy weight. Think of like a boulder or like something that no one person could move on their own. So as a part of Christian community, we are responsible to others. Now, we're not responsible for others. That's really important to remember. We are responsible only for ourselves, but we are responsible to other people. And so we're called as Christians to walk with others through hard times. We're called to support others. We're called to pray for other people. We're called to live this life in community and in relationship with others. We're called to bear one another's burdens, because in doing so, we live out the commandment of Jesus to love one another. So biblical boundaries help us learn how to live into this balance of being responsible for ourselves and to other people. They help us balance when we need to say yes to being helpful and serving others, and when we need to faithfully say no to allow for other people to live responsibly into what God is calling them to do. So boundaries are rooted in Scripture. Boundaries guide us to be responsible for ourselves and to others. They help us claim our own faith and share Christ's love with others. But what else are boundaries? Well, boundaries, they help us define ourselves. Boundaries help us see what is us and what are our responsibilities. And boundaries also help us see what doesn't belong to us. But boundaries also aren't just about rules, about do's and don'ts. We follow rules in life because we are supposed to. We set and we respect boundaries because we care about other people. So really, the ridiculous do not exercise beyond this point sign at the rec center, that's a rule, and it's not a boundary, because it has nothing to do with other people, at least in my opinion. If it does have something to do with other people and there's some reason I should be following it, please let me know. It would really help me out. But like, to say no to staying late at work so that you can make it home and spend time with your family, that's a boundary. Because you're doing it because you care about other people. So boundaries, they allow for us to create safety in our lives. In many ways, we already know this, because there are all sorts of physical boundaries in our world that keep us safe. Things like railings and seat belts and doors and windows are all physical boundaries in our world that exist to help keep us safe. But as we talk about boundaries in faith and relationship, they also exist to keep us safe, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. If you're always saying yes to everything and you're never taking any time to rest, that's not emotionally safe. If you're always giving and serving and going and pouring out to others and you aren't taking time in prayer and reading scripture and coming to worship and growing internally in faith, that's not spiritually safe. So boundaries help keep us safe. Boundaries also help us create healthy relationships. Often, especially as Christians, because we know we're called to love and care for others, we aren't very good at saying no. And so we say yes to everything, even things we aren't called to or things that we don't really want to do. But we actually need the boundary of no to create healthy relationships. Because if we're always saying yes, we're not allowing that other person to carry their own load. By always saying yes, we're actually taking opportunities away from other people. But we also remember some of us are very good at saying no, too, and we'll be challenged as we go along this to balance out our yes and our no. Boundaries help us create health and relationship when we start to find that balance of saying yes to some things, of saying no to other things, so that we can grow in responsibility for ourselves. So boundaries are rooted in Scripture. Boundaries guide us to be responsible for ourselves and to others. Boundaries create safety and health and relationship. So finally this morning, what kind of things fall within our own boundaries? Well, only things you can control fall within your own boundaries. That which you have control over is what you can create boundaries around. So things like your own attitudes and belief, your own behaviors, your own choices, your own values, your own feelings, your own resources, those are areas of your life where you can create boundaries. Now that's a whole lot of area and space to work on creating boundary in our lives, and we all have probably a bazillion areas to work on in just those. But we do something often when we're tempted to make boundaries in areas that we can't control. We try, for example, to make boundaries about other people's behaviors or choices or values or feelings or resources. And here's the thing. That's never going to work. You can only make boundaries for yourself, and you're not going to be able to force or convince anybody to follow a boundary unless they are also committed. Even if somebody does something that really bothers you, you can't make a boundary to change that behavior of that person. What other people do doesn't fall within our boundaries, only how we respond to that behavior. So as we move forward learning together about boundaries, what can we do now? Well, if you haven't yet, you can still sign up for a boundaries small group out in the lobby after worship. And we can all take the opportunity to develop better boundaries. This week, practice by setting one boundary. Say yes to something. Say no to something. And also let go of one thing you can't control. Release to God that action or behavior or choice that somebody else has made that you can't have control over. We are responsible for ourselves and to others. Boundaries help us live that out as we grow in faith and love of Christ. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for the many ways that you are at work in our lives, for the ways in which you have called us to follow you, to grow, to lead, and to guide. Lord, help us to say yes to you. Help us to help one another say yes to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.